And now this is a dictation for Lori, L-O-R-I, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, August 2560. Address as a letter to Deb, D-E-B, Altman, A-U-L-T-M-A-N, 810-275-0307. Dear Mrs. Altman, a follow-up from Mrs. Wilson, history of chronic kidney disease, calcium oxalate stones, left-sided hydronephrosis, follows with urology from Covenant Hospital in Saginaw, ureteral stent eventually removed, repeat kidney ultrasound, no change on the severe left-sided hydronephrosis, she denies fever, abdominal flank pain, no gross hematuria, no passing stone, urine clear, drinking her liquids, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no edema, claudication symptom, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, review system is negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight two diuretics, the Lasix and the indapamide, I-N-D-A-P-A-M-I-D-E, otherwise diabetes treatment, cholesterol management. She developed a left-sided hip bursitis, evaluated in the emergency room, giving morphine steroids, and she took on her own naproxen over the counter. On physical exam, weight 246. Blood pressure has been in the 120 over 86. No respiratory distress. Respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness, no flank tenderness. There is obesity, stable edema, no ulcers, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, creatinine 1.33, for the most part stable. Representing a GFR of 45, stage 3, normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, 2 plus of protein in the urine, no blood, no gross anemia, white blood cell, neutrophil elevated, but I believe she received steroids around that time with a normal platelet count. I review the kidney ultrasound just been done, 12.4 on the right, 13.1 on the left, with persistent severe hydronephrosis on the left side, on the right side, no major abnormalities. Maybe a small stone, but not no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, no major progression, no symptoms, continue to monitor. Next number, chronic left-sided severe hydronephrosis, prior stone, recent stent removal, clinically not symptomatic, for practical purpose, probably is not functioning. Next number, calcium oxalate stones, continue diet. Next number, continue management of diabetes, cholesterol, present blood pressure is normal. I question why she is on two diuretics. She mentioned for lower extremity edema, which likely represents her body size and obesity. If possible, decrease or even stop altogether diuretics and use alternative mechanical compressing stockings, traditional compressing stockings versus Velcro, VS Invictor, ELCRO, or the one with the zipper, Z-I-P-P-E-R. Also given the calcium oxalate stones, diuretics will increase the amount of calcium in the urine. I will see her in 6 months, end of dictation.